Thank you, Madam President. Am I in order for a point of personal privilege?
You're in order, Senator Hogue.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues in the Senate, I wasn't planning on getting up this morning and making a point, but when Senator Bolcom got up to start talking about the Orascom Egyptian fertilizer deal and what Governor Branstad said and how it was not true, I think Senator Bolcom was a little incomplete in what he said. I agree with the points Senator Bolcom made, but I was really disturbed to hear on the radio as I'm driving to the Capitol Governor Branstad's revisionist history about the Ways and Means Committee meeting. He said that Debbie Durham was bullied during that committee meeting. He said the supervisors from Lee County were not recognized during that meeting. And if the public's listening to that and believes what the governor is saying, they might have some sympathy. Poor Lee County supervisors not being recognized by Senator Bolcom and poor Director Durham. He wasn't there. Governor Branstad was not at the meeting. I serve on that committee. I was at that meeting. The very first thing Senator Bolcom did as the chairman was acknowledge the presence of the Lee County supervisors. Right? So everybody else who's on the committee, remember that? I remember it. And then Director Durham is a veteran public figure. Ran for lieutenant governor, directed the Sioux City Chamber, directs one of our important state agencies. She took all the questions and handled them just fine, right? One of our jobs is to ask people questions that we might think are tough questions, and she handled it. There was, if that's the governor's definition of bullying, we got a problem, folks. And the real problem here is, can we trust this person who's governor when he goes out and tells the public things that are patently false? That's a real problem. And so when I heard Senator Bolcom talk about how the governor was mischaracterizing what he has said on the issue, I just heard this thing on the radio. And if there are people listening to that and they think, oh my gosh, that's just, if they believe it, it's just wrong. So I don't know what's gotten into Governor Branstad. That's not the way to conduct business around here, and I don't know what else to do about it except stand up here on the floor of the Senate. I mean, those of you who were at that Ways and Means Committee meeting know what happened. And for him who's not there to create this false revisionist history and tell the people of Iowa about it is very misleading, and it calls into question, you know, what else is he saying that's not true? It's a real problem. Thank you.